Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Welcome to Another Money Show. We're so glad you're with us. Thank you very much for taking time out of your weekend. If you're hearing this later, thank you so much for listening to us. We're starting to get questions. We're starting to hear people are listening to us, so we appreciate it. We're working on Sam Davis, the one and only Sam Davis.
You mean Super Spreader Sam?
Super Spreader, yeah. He's going to a comedy show this upcoming weekend. So we've warned him. You know, the COVID is making a resurgence. We've explained monkeypox to him, but he's still going. So, and Sam, when he goes out, he wears 6 or 7 masks. So I'm not as worried about him as I am some of the people around him. But there's still a chance.
Massive bubble suit that he's got. It looks great in it, though.
Yeah, and he looks good. We rolled him down a hill, so it took a while to get Sam back for today's show, but we got him.
Well, that's how you solve the gas crisis. Just
right.
Put yourself in a ball suit. Just roll.
And I've decided, because the commander in chief rides the bike and saves on gas, I'm going to do the same thing. I think our president should be a spokesperson for Schwinn or somebody, and kind of explain to people that it's better to be on a bike than to pay these gas prices.
Speaking of which, I'll be a sidecar.
How fun!
I'm going to ride the bike.
Do they make sidecars for bikes? That'd be fun.
I don't know. They should.
So we jumped right in the show today, didn't we? Usually the first segment, we talk about what chaps JR's butt, right? Usually we start with what makes me angry, what makes me upset. Nothing today is making me upset. You know, we record this on a Tuesday. So today is actually Tuesday, June 21st. And by the time you hear this, the world could be dramatically different.
You'll find something to be upset about between now and then, I'm sure.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm always upset. I'm in a really good mood today. So I think today is going to be a wonderful day. So
is it because I'm back? Did you miss me?
Oh, my gosh, I missed you. Yeah, it's funny because when you're not here, when I'm without adult supervision, I don't think I ever saw the inside of the office. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's why we've got Kiana now. Someone's got to watch the office.
We have somebody running the show, so I don't need to. Speaking of which, how was Costa Rica? Tell me a little bit about Costa Rica. Did you make your way to any banks or financial institutions? I know you didn't go to the beach or anything. So did you do any research for the show, or what did you do?
Yeah, it was all just studying bail-ins and their banking system, trying to see how well they're prepared for a crash. Definitely didn't hang out on the beach. Definitely didn't hang out by the pool and drink Mai Tais. Also, I'd never had a Mai Tai before. Those things are delicious. Like, I think I found a new summer cocktail.
Mai Tai, I've heard of them. Isn't that kind of an older thing? Is that, you know, but you drink old fashions. I mean, for Pete's sake, talk about my grandparents being reborn through you. And
That's why I do so well in Sun City.
Right.
I can drink people with these people. These are my people. I've got the same pains in my knees and my back.
All right. So this show took a turn from what I thought it was. And by the way, part of how I knew that you did not go to the beach, you're a little pasty. All I'm saying, you're
yeah. I had my umbrella the entire time.
I believe that is true. So what chaps my butt? What's going on? You know, by the time you hear the show on Thursday, the Supreme Court may release their decision on Roe versus Wade. If not, that'll be next week. So, you know, we watch all the normal stuff. We talk about the 10 pillars. Should I list the 10 pillars? Anthony, I know you love the 10 pillars. I'm going to do it just because you don't want me to. And I didn't do it last week. Where were you on that one, Sam? You should have told me. You say the same thing every week. You need to keep doing that. It's consistency. So the 10 pillars, what we're watching. We're watching debt, deficits, financial markets, taxes, inflation, healthcare, unfunded and underfunded liabilities, the shrinking middle class, social media, geopolitical missteps, and the potential of civil war. Those are the things we're watching, you know, because every single one will definitely affect your finances. But you have to add stuff. I mean, in between these things, there's the emotional issues. There's the social things. You know, Roe versus Wade, that is definitely quite the hot button. So if that gets released, that could really, you know, that could set everything back a little bit. No matter what side you're on, it will be interesting. you know, we still have, we talk about the DEF, the diesel exhaust fluid shortages that are looming, and the wheat shortages. You know, there's rolling blackouts. There's not a shortage of things to worry about. You know, in most homes, what is the number one things, you know, what are people worried about the most? Right now, I would say gas prices. You know, I did hear that there might be a reprieve from federal gas tax. My understanding is that'll be about 18 cents a gallon. So that'll be good. I mean, everything helps. You know, Sam, what would that be for you? About $3 a week-ish? So,
yeah, if that, I think it would be about $3 every time I filled up, which my car is pretty fuel efficient. So I don't know what I'm going to do with this extra $6 a month.
Well, time to get a not fuel efficient vehicle. Get yourself a SS Camaro.
That's right. I can save up for a truck.
There you go. Sam, I don't know if you can pull up a graph for this, but gas prices relative to the actual crude oil prices, because I'm hearing crude oil prices are really just back to kind of normal, yet the price at the pump is skyrocketing. So what's the deal there?
Well, and do know that when gas prices go up, they seem to go up fast. They don't talk as much about reserves and, you know, they go up fast. When they go down, they seem to go down slower. I know the last week, the barrels of oil have come down. You know, I know today, Tuesday morning, they're flying. They're going way up again. So it's very volatile.
Well, I know they've got 90-day contracts, but I do think it's funny how one bad news on Monday and the price skyrockets on Tuesday, yet their price has been locked in for the next, you know, whatever amount of time.
Well, and let's talk about the stock market for a second. I mean, you know, by the time you hear this on Saturday, who knows what it'll be like, but today on Tuesday, you know, I checked on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which, by the way, is only 30 companies. So the Dow Jones was up 550 points when we went into the studio to record this. 550 points up in the Dow, you know, and you know where I'm going to go with this. First of all, the advisors out there that are always saying buy the dips, you know, where are the same advisors when there's peaks like today? You know, why aren't people out there shouting, you know, sell on the peak? So I don't know. Is today a good day to buy or sell? I don't know.
Well, because, you know, selling doesn't make advisors money.
What? Are you saying that there's some motive other than just helping our clients through the fiduciary rule? You know, one of the things that I noticed about 2008, some of the best days in the history of the stock markets and the financial markets are during bear markets. You know, if you research best days in the financial markets, you're going to see the top ones, 2008, you know, 2000. There's a kind of a crude term that I heard years ago called dead cat bounce. And it means basically these financial markets, they're diving, they're going down, but there's these opportunities. I do question, you know, the market opened up this morning and it just starts skyrocketing. Who's buying into this? You know, I mean, really, you have to think when the market goes up and down in normal, you know, with normal percentages, okay. But these days that are just huge, what is that? I mean, is that Warren Buffett saying buy? Is that Elon Musk tweeting that we're all going to live in Mars? I mean, what makes these things move, you know, so violently, either up or down, you know? And if they,
yeah,
and
by the way, I never fully understood that watching, especially the volatility. You know, I started really paying attention in the fourth quarter of 2018, March of 2020, but they would say, oh, the market moved for this reason. And it would go down really low. And then the next day it would recover and they would give, you know, another reason. But I was like, the reason you just gave for the market drop yesterday never got fixed, is still around. And how of a sudden do we all just forget about it? Like, I loved when they talk about the market going down for inflation. And then the next day the market's back up. It's like, inflation's still a problem. Don't tell me inflation's the reason why it's going down. So why any of this stuff moves, who really knows?
By the way, inflation chaps, my, you know what, we are going to have a little vignette. we've got something coming up that talks about the cost of air conditioning and, you know, our monthly bills. If you're listening to this show, which, you know, obviously there could be a wide range of people listening. So if you have no money, you know, what are you doing right now? How are you making a choice between gas or food? If you have a whole bunch of money, if you've got lots of money, you're probably not worried about this yet. We haven't gotten to that demand destruction. I mean, it's not problematic yet from our observations. If you're in the middle, Yeah, I mean, I'm really starting to notice people that are middle class solid, they're starting to get nervous. I mean, they're starting to really wonder, is, you know, are we going to keep having gas prices go up? You know, my conversations when I was up north with Blaze last weekend with a bunch of, like, you know, finger quotes, normal people, they're very worried. You know, Sam said something last week after we got done recording. I actually wrote it down because I thought it was a genius statement. He said, we want to know what we don't know yet. And I thought about that. I'm like, wow, how philosophical is that? How deep and heavy is that, Sam Davis? The one and only Sam Davis.
We pretty sure you got that out of a fortune cookie.
Well, for sure. No, remember the old bazooka bubblegum? Yeah, you guys are too young for that. Anyway, so when Sam said that, I was like, well, yeah. You know, when a roller coaster is creeping up and you hear that crackling, creeping, going towards the top, is that where we are? Are we at the top? Are we going down? I mean, we're, if, to me, this whole country in so many ways feels like we're on a roller coaster and we are getting right towards the top and we're getting ready to fall like nothing. I hope I'm wrong. You know, all my doom and gloom, I promise you, I do not feel like, you know, this is exciting. I can't wait. Bring it on. I mean, I am very nervous. I've said, you know, you and Sam have to fix this stuff. I'm old. You know, you guys are going to have to revamp Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So this is on you guys. You know, the younger you are, the harder it is to see out 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. So, but on so many fronts, there's so many things that go wrong. We want to know what's going to happen.
So on that same, you know, on that same level, talking about, oh, do you guys just want the market to crash? We're like, no, it's not necessarily you want the market to crash. You just want the market to make sense. I've had so many years of it not making sense. How do I give financial advice when I feel like everything's at the verge of total destruction? I mean, we've been wrong, right? The market's just been skyrocketing lately, but it shouldn't. So when you look behind the scenes, it shouldn't do that. So how do I give advice? I don't want to follow trends and be like, well, everybody else is buying, just buy too. We want to be smart about it. But when you look behind the scenes, behind the curtain, things don't make sense. And that makes our job significantly harder.
But most advisors, like you said, it's how do I get you to invest? And then how do I keep you invested? You're actually really genuinely trying to help people. So you are a little bit different from what we see.
So let's do this. Let's come at the end of this segment. But when we come back, let's talk about some of the stuff that we talk about in our appointments with people, because I feel like we cover a lot of things that don't normally get covered. Just like on this show, I feel like we bring up topics that aren't typically talked about. So let's review some of that. Thanks, Sam.
Sounds good. So go ahead and make sure you look us up. We're on anothermoneyshow.com. If you have any questions for us, you can email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. And again, we greatly appreciate you joining us.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy...
Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
You're back. Anthony Creo, J.R. Rotcher, and Sam Davis on Another Money Show. And leading into the break, we talked about appointments and what it's like sitting down with financial advisors. So when I joined JR's office 4 years ago, I did not know what to expect. But learning this industry and what we've, you know, all the information and stuff that I've gathered over the last few years, I definitely think we've got a very different approach from what we're hearing sitting down with people, especially who sit down with us for the first time and, you know, talk about all the stuff that their advisors have never shared with them. So yesterday we had an appointment, a first appointment with a woman who had listened to the show. So if you hear this one, big shout out. But JR and her sat there for 3.5 hours for this appointment. And knowing JR for as long as I have, that's not unusual. And I feel like we cover a lot of stuff, just like this radio show. We like to cover a lot of stuff that we don't think financial advisors are really covering with most people and talking about, you know, things going on behind the scenes. I think we do that in appointments too. You know, JR asks for a lot of contact information in the beginning, and, you know, it's not to spam emails. It's not to pressure calls for sales. But his story behind that was when him and his father had this firm and a plane hit a building on 9/11, they needed to get a hold of people. The market's weird. They ended up, you know, closing the market for a few days. So it's how do you get out in front of that and be proactive with your finances when weird things are happening? So, you know, they called every client, went down the list name by name and reached out and said, you know, we went safer with our money. We can't tell you what's going on. Do you want to go safer with yours? But that's when you realize like, oh, I didn't have enough contact information. So it's not like we're asking questions, you know, I see to spam email boxes, but in case of emergency, things like that. And those are lessons that he's learned over, you know, the last 25 years he's been doing this. So I always thought that was interesting, all the kinds of stuff he covers. But I don't know, Jerry, you want to talk about a little bit, you know, what you cover in appointments and all the other miscellaneous things that I don't think are typically covered?
Sure. Yeah. Well, and our office is totally different. You know, we're a fourth generation family practice. You know, my name is still on the door. It's like, it's a little more personal. I have hung my license at a couple of different firms, and I felt like there was a lot of pressure, quotas. You know, you can be the most honest person on the planet, and if you're managing somebody's health or their money, you should be doing what's right for them. But if you're doing what's right for people and it's not right to offer them a mutual fund or a variable annuity or whatever, you know, if you don't make sales, you know, enough sales for these companies, you're gone in 6 months. So some of the people that are just a little bit better at sales, you know, they'll have a job forever, you know, so it's a different focus. I mean, we are fully independent, and I look at it. It's funny when you first tell people that we don't rush people, you know, and it's, we block off a half a day. I mean, our normal appointment day is an appointment in the morning, an appointment in the afternoon. If the people are new, you know, yeah, it can take an hour and a half. It can take 3 hours. We want to get to know people. You know, we're handling your money. That's pretty important. We want to make sure we're a good fit for you. We want to make sure you're a good fit for us. You know, over the years, we've misjudged some clients. You know, we want to help everybody. We don't ask how much money they're bringing in when they set the appointment. We sit down with anybody. We don't have quotas, you know, minimums. I hear some of these radio shows and they're like, you know, one of the people here locally in Phoenix says, if you've done all the heavy lifting and you have $250,000 or more, you can have an appointment with us. I'm like, well, what if I only did medium lifting and not heavy lifting and I only have $239,000? So am I out? Well, no. I'm sure there's exceptions made, but it's like, what, you know, I mean, I guess that's good work. I mean, I'm sure the advisors that only will see you if you have a million and up or whatever, I'm sure they have a much nicer boat than I do. Wait, I don't even have a boat. I suck at this job.
That's how poor you are. You don't even have a boat. That's embarrassing.
What's my new mission? I'm going to sell anything I can to anybody I see just so I can get a boat. And then I'll go back to being honored. I mean, I don't want to stay here. No, but if you know, our office is different. We take time with people. It really is true. You know, and with you there, I mean, how it was with my father, now it is with you. We have time to split up. We can do reviews. I mean, we can still carry on normal business. But for new people, you know, it's really on you. We have people that, you know, we talk about the most important thing with your money is communication. You know, the worst thing you can do is, you know, get angry behind the scenes with a financial advisor. And we see it all the time. You know, one of the problems we see is, well, I've been with this firm for years and every 6 months to a year, I get a new advisor, you know, here they come again, trying to sell me something, you know, or I've had this advisor for 20 years. It was my parents' advisor. You know, now he or she is 72 years of age. You know, they never call me, you know, well, why is that? I mean, you know, if you have $1 million or up with an advisor, they probably don't want to lose you. So they're probably still courting you so much, so you'll stay in the fold. If you don't have enough money, is it worth their while to call you? And we run into all these things. We don't really have those same problems in our office. You know, we had an office manager for about 14 years, and her main job was to call every single client every single quarter. You know, we got the mutual fund statements in. You know, she would highlight the name. She would give it to me. I would look at the funds. She would take it back, call the people. Do you want to talk to JR? Do you want an appointment? You know, and it was funny because when you first start that and you call every quarter and people aren't used to that from previous advisor experience, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, he's going to try to sell something. You know, what do you want? Why are you calling? And then all of a sudden you get used to it and it's because if Janet was late, like if we got her statements a couple days later than usual, we'd have a few phone calls into her saying, you know, how come you haven't called? Anthony, you were one. You know, you, even when you moved to Utah, you had stuff with me. So you got a phone call every quarter and you're like, you know, I am related. You know, you don't need to call me. It's like, yeah, I do. That's part of my job. So, and now that we have.
What about, I mean, like actually in the appointment, because you talk about personal, like family stuff, you know, ask about kids. Are they estranged? How is your, you know, relationship with your parents? Like in the appointment itself, what are other things that you're covering?
Well, and again, the difference between an advisor and a salesperson, I think, is more of a personal touch. I do care about these people. You know, when we do our financial needs analysis, it covers a lot of things that we don't even do. You know, we have partnerships with estate planning attorneys, but we make sure people have that covered. You know, you did a blog on how to at least get a good handle on your estate plan without having to see an attorney right away. You know, you talk about the one page MVD form that is like a beneficiary form for your vehicle. You know, talk about making probate easier. We explain to people, if you go to your bank or your credit union, you can do what's called a TOD, which means transfer on death, and it's a beneficiary form. So we try to make life easier. We are very thorough. You know, we do ask what the family dynamics are like on purpose. You know, sometimes people don't even know that a simple will won't suffice. They really need a trust. You can determine some of that when you start getting to know people, you know, so we definitely want to make sure that we get the whole picture before we try to help somebody. Well, let's do this.
The estate planning thing's good. Let's come back to that. We're going to go on another break. You can find us at anothermoneyshow.com or reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Be right back.
And remember, if you like what you're hearing, try doing it. It's even better. Visit anothermoneyshow.com. This is Another Money Show, except this one's different. This one will actually keep you awake.
You're listening to Another Money Show with Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, and we were just talking about estate planning and some of the stuff that we talk to clients about in our appointments. And wills and trusts are huge. I mean, we've had to, you know, being a fourth generation family practice, quite a few generations have passed away since. So we see what loved ones have to go through when that happens. And there is a night and day difference if people have their estate planning together, if they have a trust or if they have nothing. And having a trust makes everything so much easier. But JR mentioned the blog that we put together. So as important, as great as a trust and a will are, beneficiaries held with companies supersede anything you have in a trust. And I don't think a lot of people know that. Having a beneficiary on as many accounts as you can is by far the best thing you can do for your estate planning. You know, the wills and trust, POAs, those are all great, but you have to start, you know, first things first. And first things first is having a beneficiary. You can have one on your car if it's paid off. You can find the form at the DMV. The powers of attorney are state forms. You can just print those off. You know, if you check out Rochford and Associates, or you find us at anothermoneyshow.com, and you can find a list of the blogs, and it has a ton of those on there for you to find. But
and why is that important? I mean, you know, we look at financial planning differently than most people. We look at it like, yes, I mean, we're obviously in sales. We do have to help people. We have to ask them to trust us. But the biggest thing is money is personal. You know, when I learned this job years ago, I'm guessing you feel the same way. I thought it was a science. We learn the rule of 72. We learn the rule of 100. We learn all these things. We get our insurance license, certified long-term care, securities license. You do all this stuff. You're an expert. You're ready to go out in the field. And then all of a sudden, your very first appointment, you're like, holy cow, you know, money, this job is an art, not a science. And our whole thing, I mean, we talk to people in general to find out if we can help them. You know, we make sure we do ask about estate planning. We ask about their property and casualty insurance. Do they have an umbrella policy? You know, part of our job, more importantly, I think, than sales, we have to protect people from themselves, from other people. You know, if you're not covered, with different insurances and that sort of thing. And we put together the perfect financial plan for you. And then there's a big hole in it. You get sued during a car accident or whatnot, and you've never heard of an umbrella policy. You know, we didn't really do our job, because if you don't have an umbrella policy and somebody sues you, you know, for $1 million, you don't have that sitting there, you know, basically it's going to come out of your financial plan. So we really, really mean it when we say we're holistic. We're just, we take our time. We make sure we, you know, set reasonable expectations. We have some clients that want to talk to us monthly. We have some people that say they don't really need to talk to us. You know, that's why I have you. So we want them to have a minimum of a quarterly phone call. You know, why is that? So we can sell them something new? No, it's so they know we're here. It's so we know they're there. You know, it's just the right thing to do when you're managing somebody's money.
So talking about the umbrella policy and, you know, things we cover in these appointments, most people don't know what that is. But basically it's an addition to your liability, your car insurance, your homeowners, your renters. And if it's an extension, so if you have, you know, 500,000 in coverage, you can add another million, 2 million to that, but it extends. So, I mean, even stuff like a slander lawsuit, if someone says, you know, JR was saying bad stuff about me, I'm going to sue, you can be covered for things like that, anything that you may be liable for. So before I even joined JR's office, I flew down for a little bit just to sit in some appointments, just to kind of get a feel for what he does. And, you know, if I can make that transition into this field, if I want to make this transition. And we sat down with a client, a man and a woman, and you know, he had some health issues. Typically, women live longer anyway. So we did all of the planning for the wife. Well, I left on my trip and I get a phone call from JR. And I think we're just going to leave this on a cliffhanger because Sam's telling me to wrap it up. But this is going to be a good story. I learned so much way faster in this job than I ever anticipated. So, for the time being, check us out at anothermoneyshow.com, and you can find the blog that we wrote on estate plan at rochfordfinancial.com, or you can reach out to us directly at team@anothermoneyshow.com, and I will send it to you. So we'll wrap this up and we'll see you in a moment. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and constant
exploding to space. At Rochford & Associates, we know you've worked hard to earn your money, and you've worked even harder to save it. When it comes to wealth management and planning for retirement, J.R. Rochford and his team of specialists have been helping individuals, families, and business owners find financial freedom at their veteran-owned firm for more than 25 years. Give us a call now at 623-523-0444. That's 623-523-0444. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a rating and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're back. Another Money Show. We kind of left you on a cliffhanger because I was running out of time. So let me finish up this story because I do think it's very, very important. Like I said, I learned a lot about this industry and how money works even before I took the job with JR. But essentially what we were doing is we were doing a lot of planning for this woman because the husband had health issues and women tend to live longer anyways. So I get a phone call from JR when I leave on my trip. It's like, oh, this couple that we just sat with, you know, how we did all the planning for her. You remember them? I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, this is only a couple days ago. Of course I know. Well, what happened was she was in a car accident, a fatal one. Unfortunately, and she passed away, and with her, she took the life of a young mother. Also, so the husband has nothing to do with this. He's not in the car. He's not even in the same city. He's about an hour away from where this accident happened, and it's a tragic accident. And as he's trying to mourn his wife, he gets served with papers and is sued because his wife has essentially, you know, ended the life of another young mother. So again, he had, it's a tragic accident. It's very sad, but instead of being able to grieve, now he's served with papers. So this went from something just sad to, you know, a lawsuit. And he was sued for $5 million. Well, you don't, most people don't just have $5 million, but what he did have was an umbrella policy. So when they found out that he essentially could, you know, instead of going through the long court process, they could settle with the insurance company for his umbrella policy plus his car insurance policy. They ended up walking with that as opposed to taking everything that he had, taking his bank accounts, taking his investments, making him take a mortgage out on his house. So I saw firsthand an umbrella policy save a client. And it's one of those, we pray you never need it. The odds are you'll never need it. But should you ever need it, that will 100% save your financial future.
Well, and again, it's a foundation. It's a base. It's to help your financial planning. It's something that we don't even offer, but we want to make sure you know about it. You know, we tell you, call your property and casualty agent. There's three questions. One, do I have it? Believe it or not, a lot of people don't even know whether or not they have one. Second question, do I need it? You know, and obviously, you know, insurance advisors, they make commission. So perhaps you need it just because they can get paid. But usually that's not what we see. And then, you know, I mean, why do I need it? If they say a similar argument than we say, you know, we definitely believe in them. And then the last question, how much is it? You know, I think you're going to find it's anywhere from $300 to $600 a year. You know, one of my observations, a lot of times when you take one, it lowers some of your other coverages. So it winds up where you may actually even pay less on your insurance to have the umbrella. You know, and why I have one, I see the world changing. Sometimes even easier to sue each other than to work real hard. So, you know, we're in a changing landscape in the country. If I get sued for defamation of character, slander, car accident, whatever, you know, the first thing I have to do is I have to find an attorney. What am I doing? Am I Yellow Pages, internet search? You know, Dewey Cheatham and Howe had a commercial, so I'm going to call them. Then you got to slap down that $5,000 retainer to get the attorney to, you know, start the case. So, would you rather use your own attorney that you found on an internet search, or would you rather use the attorneys of American Family or State Farm or Farmers or whatnot? They can probably afford much better attorneys than you can as an individual. So they're important. So let's move on a little bit from the umbrella policy, because we're not actually just trying to represent the insurance companies, you know, and by the way, I mean, with that particular family, you know, it's a tragic story. The man that Anthony is talking about, he was in very poor health. He literally should have died on an operating table after heart surgery. He didn't. He went on to have multiple strokes. He just numerous health issues. So very tragic. Lost his wife, got sued, you know, tons of health problems. So long story short, he also went through simultaneously, he went through a bunch of financial problems. It started with a phone call. Somebody from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, called him and said that they were investigating him and that basically he needed to go to the store and buy Apple Play, I think it was
Google Play cards.
So he had to buy these cards for the tune of $2,500 and read them the numbers on them. So, and believe me, I'm too old to understand how Google Play cards work. But he had.
But you know what? The FBI is not calling you and saying, "Hey, your social security number got used in Mexico in drug deals, and we can clear your name if you give us Google Play cards." That's very obviously a scam. So if you're listening to this and someone from the FBI calls you, don't buy Google Play cards for them.
Look at that. Life advice from Anthony Correo. But you make it sound like how could this ever happen? But in Sun City, it happens. First of all, people still have landlines. They have home phone numbers. There's some people that lost a spouse. They're lonely. They'll talk to people, just have somebody to talk to sometimes. You know, their kids in Michigan don't call them regularly. So there's a lot to it when you're older. You know, I watched people in our family buy a ton of magazines because the chances of winning the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes would be better as long as they were very supportive of this whole process. I mean, we see it all, you know, because this man was younger, you know, in the grand scale of Sun City beings. And there's no way that he should have fallen to this scam. And he did. But the scam grew legs. And once they, you know, got their hooks into him, he kept cashing out more and more things. And he, you know, it ends very tragically. He actually passed away recently, but what he went through, I mean, he went through all of his retirement money. And it's, you know, I mean, for us as a financial office, Anthony, you called the attorney general. We called the police. We called the companies that we have managing his money and said, there's a problem. Is there any way to seize the, you know, to block him from taking the money out? Not like we're Celsius blocking you from taking your Bitcoin. I know what Sam Davis is thinking right now. So, but we tried to protect this man from himself and we were unable to. They basically said, we'll put a flag on his accounts, but he's over 18. He can sign a legal document. If he wants his money, he can take it. And when we tried to stop him, we actually went to his attorney. He had an estate planning attorney that did his trust, his family trust. And we said, can you help us? We did everything we could and ran into brick wall after brick wall. So,
yeah, I think the most heartbreaking part of it, because everybody says they care about seniors and they care about fraud and they want to protect you, and they don't. I mean, this was a real life world experience where they pretend they care, but they don't. We went to so many channels and we knew this was an obvious scam. I think what happened is, even before the Google Play card thing, is he lost a bunch of money in one of those like Nigerian prince scams years ago. And then this time around was supposedly working with the CIA and the FBI, and they're going to help him retrieve his money from the last time he lost a ton of money, you know, more than $2,500 in Google Play cards. But again, the police, the attorney general, who else? The companies. I feel like we called a few. Adult Protective Services on that list too. We called so many people, and for them to just be like, well, it's his money, he can do whatever he wants. And I get that, you know, it is your money. You should be able to be free to make your own choices. But these were very obvious scams. He called us and we're not going to help you take out your money. These are an obvious scam. And he just didn't listen to us. I mean, this ended up being, you know, a lot. I can't say the number, but a lot of money. More money than most people probably have in their lifetime. That's how much he just gave it away. And we knew it was a scam. And eventually he came to his senses once it was all gone. He apologized to us. But apologize doesn't save all those poor choices that you just made. So we've had clients and just people we've sat with in the past and tell them, use a sounding board. If you don't have friends or family, you know, when these things come up, call us. You know, we had another client, and for a while she was calling a couple of times a week, and it was always very, you know, I didn't have to spend a ton of time with her. It was, oh, somebody called and they said they needed my social security number for something. I was like, it's just a scam. Don't answer it. Oh, the IRS called and I owe money. They need this. I was like, they're going to send you mail. They're not going to give you a phone call. Just ignore it. So does that take time out of my day? Absolutely. But I am more than happy to do that so that this woman doesn't have to go through all the same stuff he does. So if you don't have somebody in your life, have an advisor, have a friend, something just to bounce it off. If something seems strange, you know, don't lose money to scams, because unfortunately there's no getting it back and there's nobody there to protect you. None of these organizations will. And it's heartbreaking.
And they may have good intentions. They may want to. Maybe they're too stressed out. You know, maybe there's not the finances. I don't know. I don't know the answer to some of this. I know after the man that we're referring to that lost a lot of money, you know, we started telling people that story and we wound up finding more people that if we run into this again, may be able to help us. Little shout out to a friend of ours from our networking circles, Malia. There's a woman named Malia in the Sun City area that her whole livelihood is helping to protect people. She does seminars on how to avoid scams, you know, how to freeze your credit, all these things. We ran into another woman in our travels. Her name is Monica, and she works for Congresswoman Debbie Lesko's office. And she said, if you run into that again, call me. She's like, I'll get this elevated a little higher than you were able to do before. So bottom line, yes, we are in financial services. We do have to ask people to trust us, but we also want to protect people. We, you know, our whole thing, we're our theme to the show is protect, you know, it's protect over growth. I mean, we want to protect and grow in that order. We want you proactive, not reactive. We say the same things all the time. And it's funny. It's just when people are full service, you know, when people can really protect you and cover you, that's worth gold instead of just selling you a product. You know, we've always believed in education over sales. So, yay, we're so great.
Most trusts make us no money. Umbrella policies make us no money, but they're so important to your full financial picture. So we spend so much time talking about that. Some people don't know that they're brokerages too. You know, we're talking about the umbrella policy again. I moved from, I think I was with USAA. I didn't know insurance brokers were a thing until we met, you know, Heather Olson through our networking group. But I ended up going to her. She shopped around. I raised all my coverage, added the umbrella policy, and then all of a sudden my payments were the exact same that they were. So we cover stuff like, again, we make no money by telling you you can save money elsewhere through all these channels and protect yourself. But it's just, it's so important. And we love spreading that education.
So, and you know, the bottom line of this show, we're trying to reach more people than we normally would just in our office, just in our networking circles. You know, if you're hearing us and you think, you know, something's wrong with a family member, with your parent, call us. You know, we're not going to charge you. Let us see if we can help you. You know, last week, Sam, you and I talked a lot about if you have an old 401k, don't just ignore it. Call us. We'll be a second opinion. We'll see if we can help you. We want to be full service. We really want to get to one person, one couple, one family at a time and rinse and repeat, to borrow Sam's. You know, Sam, something else I got to point out. Last week, when you talked about, you know, now is not a good time to have your head in the sand, that you should dig a deeper hole and put your whole body in the sand. Several people did make comments on that. So good for you on that one. Sam doesn't say much, but when he does say something, it's usually pretty brilliant, which I admire. Anthony says a whole bunch, but it's never worth a crap. But you know what I'm saying? Ouch, that one hurt. So we need to start wrapping this up. We ran out of time. We were going to play the little clip. You know, we ran out of time for the vignette on air conditioning costs. Next week, I promise. Talk about a cliffhanger. We're going to talk to you about your air conditioning bill next week. So I know you're not going to sleep well during this whole week in anticipation, but it'll be a good time. So as always, we greatly appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to helping you in any way we can. Thanks. Make sure you find us, anothermoneyshow.com. Email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. And we will talk to you in about a week.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.